Thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
Join me in prayer. Our God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this day in the life and history of Columbia International University. We gather in the name of Christ and ask that you would be present in our midst by your Holy Spirit. We thank you for our new president, Mark, and ask that you would give him wisdom and an abiding sense of your presence in the days and years to follow. Give him great energy as he leads. Give him wise counselors and true friends who will assist him as he seeks to serve you and as he leads. Fill him with your Holy Spirit. We pray that your kingdom will grow during his tenure here at CIU as men and women are equipped for service around the world, to the end that the reign and rule of Christ will increase. Bless our president's family, his children, and especially his marriage to Debbie. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage his heart and strengthen him in every good deed and word. We ask all of this in the blessed name of our great King, the Lord Jesus. Amen. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, I welcome you to the 7th Presidential Inauguration of Columbia International University. Thank you for joining us today for this momentous occasion. Today marks an historic day for CIU as we recognize our new president. An inauguration is an opportunity to welcome a new era and celebrate as a community. This day is truly that for CIU, a day of celebration and a new era, yet building on the same foundation. So thank you very much for being here today. Let's stand together and sing How Great Thou Art.
Traditionally at inaugurations, representatives of various constituencies bring greetings to our new president. And I have the pleasure today of introducing speakers representing the CIU faculty, the local community, our student body, and our Ben Lippin School. I'll introduce them all now, and they will come to the podium without further introduction. Our first representative will be Dr. Cheryl Schiffman, who joined the faculty of Columbia Biblical Seminary after serving as Director of Instructional Development for distance education from 1989 to 2006. She has taught ministry studies from 2006 until the present. Before coming to Columbia, she taught in two other universities, served as a consultant for the Virginia Department of Education, and facilitated a graduate level program for the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia. She is a member of the North American Professors of Christian Education and has ministered cross-culturally in India and Germany. Our next representative will be Henry Baskins, who currently serves as the Executive Vice President for the Columbia Chamber of Commerce. Ms. Baskins' experience in leadership positions ranges from corporate settings to nonprofits. She has been honored with several awards and distinctions, including the Girl Scouts Women of Distinction Award and Columbia College's Circle of Influence Award. Her passion for business and strategic planning guides her role at the Chamber, where she provides managerial and public policy direction. Representing students will be Mr. Kyle Jones, who is a current student at CIU from Ware Shoal, South Carolina. He serves as student body president. Kyle is currently pursuing a major in business and organizational leadership and is the owner of KJ Films. Next, we will have Tony Fajardo, who serves as headmaster of Ben Lippin School, also a ministry of CIU. Already in his first year as headmaster at Ben Lippin, Tony has infused energy into the school with his passion for Christian education and experience as a proven school administrator. Tony served previously as head of a Christian school in Charlotte, North Carolina, president of the Greater Charlotte Association of Christian Schools, as secondary principal at Florida Christian School in Miramar, Florida, and as dean of students at Dade Christian School in Miami. So with that, Dr. Shipman, if you would please come first.
President Smith, I have the honor to greet you on behalf of the faculty of Columbia International University. Some of us are brand new, but for some of the oldest among us, you are the fifth president with whom we've served. In my case, Dr. Robertson McQuilkin's last year as president was my first year on the faculty, and I remembered a message he gave that last year. Whether he knew he would step down soon, I don't know, but God led him to two texts in Isaiah as if to prepare us for the changes that lay ahead, verses equally valid for today. From Isaiah 43, 18 to 19, God says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing." But just three chapters later, in Isaiah 46, verse 9, God says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other." Remember not the former things, remember the former things. Both are true. Both are needed to stay at that center of biblical tension. President Smith, thank you for making it so clear that you remember and you treasure what God has done at CIU for nearly 100 years, as we do. But thank you, too, for challenging us to pray and work with you to see the new things God has for our future. And my fellow faculty, let us continue to carry out our role in this great adventure with excellence and joy. Thank you.
Good morning. Dr. Smith, it is with great, great honor that I am here to represent the business community and to welcome you and your family from the Columbia Chamber and from the businesses that are associated with the Columbia Chamber. We want to say welcome. I want to tell you a little bit about our city, called famously hot at one time. However, it's the first week of November. It's 81 degrees. I don't think I have to tell you. It is famously hot here. Now we have a new tagline, and we call it the Real Southern Hotspot. I hope that you take that to mean this is a place you would like to settle, for your family to enjoy. And yeah, we get a little hot, but you'll have a good time here. CIU and the Columbia Chamber has a lot in common. You have a very rich history. You have 1,100 students. The Columbia Chamber has 1,100 members. You have a focus on the growth of community, and that's local community and worldwide communities. Your rich history of educating in the mission field, I now understand, you're expanding that vision to educate in the mission fields right around us, in the business community, growing up leaders with integrity, accountability, the kinds of things that make community a great place to live. We need what you offer. CIU and the Chamber and its rich history should work together to make Columbia, the Midlands, this state, this nation, this world a better place for all. I see the changes on your campus. they have a lasting impression on anyone who comes through. Some of you came through the day, and if this is your first time on this campus, didn't you feel that peace as you drove through? You felt welcomed. This is what CIU does in this area. And we, the business community of Columbia, want to work with you to make sure that that's a lasting peace. As we move forward together, we want to continue to serve you, continue to work with you to bring people together. There's a lot of divisiveness out there, but what you do here, bring people together from all walks of life, all races, to say, we serve together. Well, I can go on and on and on about what we can do together. I look forward to the opportunity of working with you. Welcome, and thank you for joining this excellent, excellent university. And call on the chamber, the business community, and the citizens of this area whenever you need our help, because we'll be calling on you. Thank you.
Dr. Smith, on behalf of the student body, I'd like to formally welcome you to CIU. We look forward to serving alongside you as we continue to impact the nations with the message of Christ. There's a sense of anticipation within the student body. We excitedly await the unknown future and all that it may hold. For we, the students, have heard your heart both for us and for the university. Two things are self-evident. One, you relationally care for and act for the student body. And two, you have already entrusted the unknown future to the known God. To those of you that are here, we pray with you for the Lord's guidance of Dr. Smith and the continued provision of our university. Thank you all for continuing to walk with us on this journey. To Dr. Smith, we will support you. We will pray for you, and we do believe in you. Thank you, and welcome to CIU.
To our CIU Board of Trustees, President Smith, Mrs. Smith, alumni, faculty, staff, students, and friends of Columbia International University, it is my honor and my pleasure to be able to offer a greeting on behalf of the Ben Lippin School Board, faculty, staff, families, and students today on this momentous occasion of your inauguration. Today we are grateful. We are grateful. Psalms 92:4 reminds us, "For you, O Lord, have made me glad by what you have done. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands." Dr. Smith, we are thankful. We are also grateful. We are truly grateful to have you at the helm of this historic institution. Please know that Ben Lippin School looks forward to working with you to make it even stronger. Your vision, your character, and commitment to excellence will represent the university, its students, and alumni well in the years ahead. May you always know that you have in us all, at all times, a willing and supporting community of Falcons. Welcome home.
Thank you all so much. Now I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Ralph Enloe, who will deliver today's inaugural address. Dr. Enloe earned his bachelor's degree from CIU when it was Columbia Bible College in 1972, and a Master of Arts from Columbia Graduate School of Bible and Missions in 1982. He received his doctorate from Vanderbilt University. This year, CIU is recognizing Dr. Enlow as our 2017 Alumnus of the Year. Dr. Enlow currently serves as president of the Association for Biblical Higher Education. Comprising over 200 member and affiliate institutions throughout North America, ABHE colleges engage students in ministerial and professional leadership education that is distinctively biblical, transformational, experiential, and missional. Dr. Enlow served for 28 years as an educational leader at CIU, culminating in his six-year role as Senior Vice President and Provost. His extensive involvement in theological higher education includes service as a consultant, institutional self-study director, accreditation team chair, author, and chair of ABHE's Commission on Accreditation. Ralph and his wife Valerie have two grown children and two grandchildren. Please help me welcome our speaker, Dr. Ralph Enlow.
President Smith and guests, fellow alumni, it's a high privilege and genuine honor to be present with you on this day of celebration and consecration at Columbia International University. I greet you on behalf of the more than 18,000 persons who serve in 148 countries that claim CIU as our alma mater. And I also greet you on behalf of our Association for Biblical Higher Education Network that, as Dr. Lanfer mentioned, comprises some 200 North American colleges encompassing approximately 55,000 students. ABHE is the quality and credibility resource partner that connects efforts among Christian post-secondary institutions and others who are invested in serious Bible learning to the most effective means of maturing and thriving and sustaining. CIU leaders were involved in the founding of ABHE in 1947, and to this day, CIU remains one of our movement's most exemplary and influential leaders. Now, CIU's board has seen fit to call you, Dr. Mark Smith, to serve as our seventh president. I know you to be a God-loving, generous man who, in your own words, likes to grow things. In that ambition, I believe you reflect your Heavenly Father. As my beloved and esteemed former colleague, Dr. Jack Layman, used to say, God grows things. I've long insisted that a college may remain faithful to the Bible college legacy regardless of its size and curricular scope, so long as its core remains undiluted and effectively unifying. In fact, I believe there are many reasons why colleges like CIU should seek to expand in size and scope. But I've also observed that the greater an institution's size, scope, and status, the more critical becomes the strength and integrity of its core. And the more pressure from many directions to cause that core to dissipate and disintegrate. My dear brother Mark and members of the Board of Trustees, administration, and faculty, I implore you that during your administration, there will be as much attention devoted to CIU's core as to its circumference. What is CIU's core, you may ask? Your predecessor, my beloved mentor, Robertson McQuilkin, visualize this core as five smooth stones. Bedrock among those is the confession that the Bible is not a symbol we ostentatiously salute, but a source to which we obediently submit. Let it be said of CIU's core values during your tenure that they were validated more by observation than obligation, that they were more commended and celebrated than commanded or coerced, that they were more descriptive of us than merely prescriptive for us, and that they serve more to engender inspiration than to foster idolatry. Greater size and stature does not exempt us from subjecting ourselves as persons and subjecting the principles and practices that govern our collective beliefs and behaviors, what you might call our actual core values, to the functional authority of Scripture. Christ, whose absolute lordship over us represents another of McQuilkin's five smooth stones, has invested every member of the body with the prerogative to hold leaders accountable for submission to God and His Word. May CIU never outgrow such accountability. As many of you know, the majority of my professional career was spent at CIU. After nearly 30 years as a member of the home team, my opinions about CIU's importance and significance might easily have been dismissed by outsiders as a product of a pretty parochial point of view. Now, from the distance of more than a decade, and from my vantage point as an observer and leader in North American Christian higher education, global theological education, and mission agency governance, I'm forced to acknowledge that, in fact, CIU is in many ways of minor significance, barely a blip on the vast landscape of God's work in the world. On the other hand, I cannot escape the conclusion that CIU's contribution to global gospel endeavor has been well out of proportion to its size and location. Alumni and faculty from this tiny institution, located outside the corridors of Christendom's most evident presence and established power, have been used by God in extraordinary catalytic ways all around the world. President Smith, I want to assure you, and here I believe I'm speaking faithfully on behalf of both ABHE and CIU's alumni, that we're eager to partner with you in helping to sustain that record. We pray this will be your greatest season of personal fulfillment and professional fruitfulness. Even more importantly, we wish to commit ourselves to serving as an amplifier and multiplier of your efforts and resources as you seek to contribute to CIU's growth and flourishing by fostering Bible engagement and spiritual development in community to help students answer God's call to live life on mission with Him. A call that a recent ABHE Barna Group research study confirms is radically countercultural, even among otherwise biblically orthodox American Christ followers. It seems to me fitting that this inauguration ceremony should be held at homecoming, not so alumni can pay homage to a new president, but as a reminder that the measure of CIU's mission accomplishment will not be seen on this campus, but around the globe. It's the performance of CIU's alumni, not its president, as important as his role may be, but alumni who are living out the motto, to know him and to make him known, that constitutes evidence that the mission continues to be accomplished as we approach the second century of our institution's history. May the Great Commission influence of Columbia's alumni be undiminished on your watch, Dr. Smith. I invite you to join me in echoing chorus the psalmist's prayerful petition from Psalm 67. If you know it, say it with me. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us. Why? That your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. By God's grace and by means of your humble reliance upon him, may this be your presidential legacy.
Now we come to the point in our ceremony where we present the symbols of office. As Vice Chairman of the Board of Trustees, I'm pleased to make this presentation on behalf of the Board of Trustees. Dr. Smith, will you join me up here, please? The Board of Trustees has chosen you as President of Columbia International University. Yours will be the immense privilege and responsibility of leading CIU to the fulfillment of its great promise for years to come. Mr. President, you began your duties on July 1 of this year. Today is the ceremonial beginning of a new administration and of new leadership for CIU. You shall affirm to keep and preserve during your period of office the Constitution, bylaws, statement of faith, customs, rights, and privileges of this institution, and that you shall faithfully execute all those things that pertain to the office of the President. So help you God.
These things I affirm, so help me God.
By virtue of the authority invested in me by the Board of Trustees of CIU, and with the acclaim and faith of the whole institution, I admit you to the office of President of CIU and present you with two emblems of the office. The first is a Bible signed by four past presidents of CIU. The second is the insignia of this high office, the Presidential Medallion. I would now like to ask Ms. Debbie Smith to join us on stage as we pray to commit Dr. Smith to the office of President. Dr. Smith's pastor, George Wright of Chandon Baptist Church, CIU Chancellor, Dr. Bill Jones, Dr. Hans Finzel, a member of our Board of Trustees, and Dr. Benny Tate, our president's close friend and former pastor, will lead us in prayer. I'd ask all of those persons if they would come forward at this time. And in recognition of the great faith placed in Dr. Smith by CIU's leadership, would my fellow trustees please join me? We also have the very unique privilege of having three former presidents of CIU with us today. Dr. Bill Jones, our chancellor, Dr. George Murray, and Dr. Johnny Miller.
Would you join me in prayer? Father God, what a privilege it is to come into a moment like this, recognizing that your grace and your mercy and your love covers us through the good news of Jesus Christ, recognizing that we have been invited to be called your children in light of what has been done for us through the cross and the power of the resurrection. We are thankful for a time of celebration such as this. And so, Father God, it is our prayer that for this season of Columbia International University, you would bless and anoint your man of God for the task that lays before him. Father, it is our prayer for Dr. Smith and for his family that they would walk in step with you, that their lives would be a reflection of what you have done for them, that their lives would be a testimony of the good news of the gospel lived out each and every day. Father, we pray for the power and the strength and the wisdom to make the decisions that will be necessary to lead this great institution into a new season of growth. Father, we pray that what is done here in this season at CIU would have implications that would last into eternity. We pray that the gospel would advance, not only here in Columbia and in the state of South Carolina, but in this nation and around the world, that the nations would know the name of Jesus Christ because of what takes place here at Columbia International University. Father, we pray that this season under Dr. Smith's leadership would be a season of great unity, that there would be unity among the faculty, that there would be unity among the students, that there would be unity among the alumni. And we pray that this unity would not be unity just for the sake of unity, but we pray that it would be unity for the sake of the gospel advancing. We are asking you, Lord God, to do a great work, to use the leadership of Dr. Smith to advance the gospel, to take the name of Jesus to those who have yet to believe. Father, as we think about what is happening in the world around us, it is easy for us to be afraid. It is easy for us to be scared. It is easy for us to see the darkness and to be overwhelmed. But Lord, it is my prayer that through the leadership of Dr. Smith and all those involved here at Columbia International University, this would be a season where Proverbs 24:11 would ring true. This would be a season where we would rescue those who are being taken away to death, and we would hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter, not in our power and in our ability, but in the great power of the Holy Spirit at work through us, advancing the gospel, the name of Jesus would be proclaimed. Use this time for your glory. It's in Christ's name we pray.
Let's continue in the spirit of prayer. Father God, this is a milestone in the history of CIU. And Father God, we lift up our new president. Father, I pray that he would know what is the hope of your calling for him. He would know what are the riches of your inheritance in him. And he would know what is the surpassing greatness of your power in and through him. Father, I pray that he would walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Father, I pray, or we pray, Father, that he would trust in you with all of his heart, and he would not lean on his own understanding, but in all his ways he would acknowledge you. And then, Father, we trust that you would make his path straight. Father, we pray for our First Lady. Father, we pray that she would rejoice in you always. Again, we pray that she would rejoice. Father, the time I've known her, she's done nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, she's regarded one another or others as more important than herself. Father, I pray that she would continue to be filled with your Spirit and manifest that attitude that we also saw in our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for their children. Father, I pray for Doug and Kirsten. Father, in their new marriage. Father, we pray that they would love you with all of their heart, their souls, their minds, and their strength. And they would love each other as themselves. Father, we pray for Micah. Father, this morning in my devotional time, Psalm 84:11 or 12, how blessed is the man who trusts in you. Father, we pray that even though he's young, that his heart would continue to grow in trust in you. And then, Father, we pray for the impact of Dr. Smith. Father, I pray that under his tenure, that CIU would proclaim you, that we would admonish every man, that we would teach every man with all wisdom. Father, I pray that we would do this striving according to your power, which truly does mightily work within us. And then, Father, it's interesting that you placed on my heart the same verse you placed on Dr. Enloe's. Father, that you would be gracious to us and bless us, and that you'd cause your face to shine upon us. Father, so that thy way may be known on the earth, thy salvation among all nations. Father, may we continue to know you intimately and make you known powerfully.
Our Father, I thank you for your unity that you've given the Board of Trustees behind our wonderful new president. I thank you for the miraculous way that you provided our new leader for us. And I thank you that he has a courageous heart. And so, Lord, we pray you will continue to give him great courage to lead us as we do see that tremendous growth. We thank you for him. I pray for courage and I pray for wisdom. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of you, who gives generously. And Father, we pray you'll give him wisdom as he has to sort through so many demands and so many requests. Give him that wisdom to make the right use of each of his days and each of his weeks and his months. And then I pray, Father, the prayer of Jabez over him and over our wonderful school. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. And Father, we pray you will bless our new president and through him enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with him and keep him from harm and trouble. God, we just pray and thank you for this wonderful leader you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus, as we bow our head in your presence, I thank you for the privilege of being a part of this very, very special occasion. I thank you, God, for the day in which I met Dr. Mark Smith. Lord, I've often thought about Jonathan, and God, I've often thought about David and the relationship they had and how, God, you knit their souls together. And I'm convinced you did that for me and you did that for Dr. Smith. And I thank you for that privilege. Scripture teaches us that a friend loveth at all times, and I'm grateful for that friend that you sent into my life many years ago, and I'm so encouraged that friend that you sent into my life, you're sending into the lives of thousands of people. You're sending into the lives of young ministers, and you're sending into the lives of missionaries, and you're sending into the lives of future college presidents. And right here, God, you sent a man that's going to raise up champions for Jesus Christ. So we place our hands, Lord, we place our hands upon a man, upon his precious wife, and realizing there's no power in our hands, but there's power in your hands. And God, just as Moses placed his hands upon Joshua, and then Joshua led the children of Israel into the promised land, I believe there's a promised land for this university. I believe great days are behind, but greater days are ahead. So we exalt you and we praise you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing. And I pray this prayer in the name above every name. That's the name of your Son, our Savior, and soon coming King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Wright, Dr. Jones, Dr. Fenzel, and Dr. Tate. It is now my great pleasure to introduce to you the new president of Columbia International University, Dr. Mark Smith.
A great day. Lord be with you.
Let me say thank you to our Vice Chair, the Honorable Ron Mullins. I like to call him Judge. CIU board members, Ben Lippin board members, Chancellor Bill and Debbie Jones, past presidents George and Annette Mary and Johnny and Jeannie Miller, to Deb McQuilkin, to fellow presidents, and may I stop just for a moment, two of my very closest friends are here, and I just want them to stand. Dr. Peter Tagg, would you stand? Came all the way from Lancaster Bible College. Thank you, Lancaster University, thank you. And Dr. Bill Blocker from College of Biblical Studies in Houston. Thank you for coming, Dr. Blocker. But to all dignitaries and representatives, to our faculty, thank you. Our staff, our president of the student body, President Jones, to all the great students of CIU, to our family, my mother and father are here. Mom and Dad, thank you for being here today. Would you stand? I know you don't like that, but would you stand today? Thank you. To my son Doug and Kirsten, thank you for being here. But also to brothers and sisters on both sides, Florida, South Carolina, Virginia, just across the board, you have come. I thank you for being here today. It's a tremendous honor, and I every day learn more how much family means. And it's a privilege. I've often said most of Debbie's family, if you don't know Debbie, my wife, her family has been in ministry. At one time, six of the seven were on the mission field or in pastoral work or in working in prisons. But God has used them tremendously. And then my family has been a lifelong family of giving and serving in the church and in mission. So thank you for being here. My son Micah is not here. He's in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure. I hope that's not a sign of things to come. But if you know little 13-year-old Micah, you might not be surprised, as Dr. Bill Jones reminds me. But to all of our guests and to our great CIU alums, I'm hearing over and over about your impact, 18,500 strong, and the impact is just amazing what you have done for the kingdom of God. Thank you so much for being here today. And after that greeting, I should sit down, right? After that, all that line of all those people. I passed the test. As we begin our time together, I'd first like to say thank you to Dr. Bill and Debbie Jones. And I'd like for them to stand. Dr. Jones, our chancellor now, is here. And Debbie, would you stand, please? They have been tremendous leaders. 27 years, I believe, here, but 10 years as president. Would you give them a hand for their great leadership? God has used them for many years to lead CIU, and I tell Bill often, I say, Dr. Jones, the culture you created and the resources you brought have aligned with now the time when God wants Debbie and I to be here, another Debbie, we have a lot of those around here, to be here. And we plan to build on the strengths and on the leadership of this outstanding faculty and staff and administrators and the past leadership of Dr. Jones. So I say thank you again. So what does one say in an inauguration speech or response? I do thank our provost for giving me 2 hours to say it. He's dying now. But I was driving to Ben Lippin School. I dropped my son off before I go into the office most mornings. And Micah, my youngest son, who is we adopted from Guatemala and has a million-dollar smile, he looks over at me and says, Dad, We had just been to the White House. I'd taken him for the first time. I've been able to visit the White House and be in the West Wing and go into the old executive building. And so I've taken Doug, and I said, I have to take Micah. So I took him about 3 weeks ago, and that really impacted him, seeing all the motorcades and all the pomp and circumstances and the Marine outside the door. And he looks over at me as we're riding, and he said, Dad, this speech is easy. I said, okay. He said, all you need to do is just get up front and say what Donald Trump says. CIU is going to be huge. Believe me, folks, CIU will be the greatest ever, he said. Of course, I laughed, but I did go have a hat made. Make CIU greater. And Micah's in Washington today. I don't know. So he didn't even get to see that, but I couldn't pass that opportunity. So now you know I have a sense of humor. But there are some things that I do want to say to us this morning. Some things that we are committed to that Dr. Inlow alluded to. And first and foremost, I want all of us to hear the thing that has controlled and has guided my life and will guide this institution is this whole idea of the authority of Scripture over our lives. A couple of favorite scriptures as a young man that guided often was Psalms 119, 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Psalms 119, 11 says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Psalms 119, 11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. These passages have guided and have been emblazoned into my heart and mind. Our past foundations rest in the word. Our present truth rests in the word. And the historic future of this place will rest in the Word of God. As President R.C. McQuilkin wrote in his first brochure for this college, to know Bible doctrines in a systematic way is to safeguard against being swept away by every wind of doctrine. We will know, study, and obey the word. It is our foundation, and on that foundation we stand. We will also stand on the motto to know him and make him known. Debbie and I find it quite ironic that the Bible college that we graduated from used the same motto, to know him and make him known. Our mission is to win a world to Jesus Christ. The greatest impact of CIU has been the great missionary and evangelism efforts of the 18,500 alumni around the world who have carried the message of the cross to almost every nation. That impact is an eternal impact. And as Debbie and I prayed, asking God what position we should take after being president at Ohio Christian University, we were reminded by our son of where our lives have rested. There were many options that we were looking at. One was to lead and be president of a medical college. Another was to be president of a business in South Florida. As I sat down with the family and began to say, what is the right thing at this time in our lives? You know, there are a lot of things. I'm 50 years old. I need to probably think about some retirement down the road. I don't really have a nest egg put together for retirement. We need to think somewhere Dad and Mom will have to end life and then can come into the time of those years. So should this be a time in which we go away from some of the things we've done for the last 30 years? And we were sitting at the table and my oldest son, Doug, looked over at me and said, Dad, this is not a hard choice. I said, Doug, what do you mean? He said, this is an easy choice. Your life and Mom's life has been about Bible colleges and about missions and about ministry. CIU is the only choice for you. It was like at that moment that God hit me right between the eyes. It wasn't a medical college and it wasn't leading a business. It was staying true to what God had called us to many years prior. So as we come to CIU, we stand by the fact that we will use new ideas and 21st century strategies, and we'll connect electronically and technologically, but we will commit to this very fact that sharing the love of Jesus and making Christ known to the world is what we have lived for and what we will live for until we die. But as we have prayed that we will not just be an institution that is academically challenging and technologically creative and learning new strategies, but we're praying that the love of Jesus flows so deeply through the faculty and staff and administration until the students see the Spirit-filled life lived out, the life of victorious Christian living. We're praying that the Holy Spirit anoint the words of our professors until the Word of God walks off the pages of the Bible and becomes a living, breathing flame within the hearts of our students. May the world say, as they see our students, there goes a CIU alum who knows Him and makes Him known. They've experienced the deeper life that we talk about. This is what we will embrace at CIU. From a pragmatic side, we are a K-12. Ben Lippin has about 750 students. We're a K-12 school. We are a university. We are a seminary. We are in the business of delivering education. In the next few years, experts estimate that 2/3 of all new jobs will require a baccalaureate degree. And by 2025, there will be a shortage of 23 million college educated openings in the workforce. The challenge for our nation is a huge retraining effort. In fact, it's staggering to those who work in this industry. There are not enough workers. The drug crisis has penetrated our country like never before. I was meeting with one businessman just recently who told me out of 100 applicants who applied to his place for the 100 openings, 67 failed the drug test. We need solutions, and that's where Columbia International can come in. See, our mission is we educate students from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. We are the answer. We have education, and we have Jesus Christ, and that's a good combo to introduce to the world. The best way to create a great society is to introduce a world to Jesus Christ. So I ask us today, CIU, are we ready? What's our God view? Is God big enough for this day? Is He big enough for the 21st century challenges that we face? I'm convinced that God is not surprised by what we're facing. He's not caught by surprise by Iran. He's not caught by North Korea. Korea doesn't catch him by surprise. Technology or evil doesn't catch him by surprise. He can even handle Barack Obama and Donald Trump, I believe. He's got this under control. You see, I don't turn and you don't turn to those people for our leadership. Our help comes from the Lord who reigns on high. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. And let me remind us, friends, that in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, He says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. sexual addiction, drug crisis, unethical business practices, poor work performance, a world going to hell. None of these have caught God by surprise. But church, we are the answer, and it's time to go on offense. It's time to see our God in the right view. And God is big enough. Within the last few weeks, I've had a friend that was a friend from when I was a boy. We were boyhood friends, played in the backyard together at home. He's now in his 50s. I'm in my 50s. For 40 years, I have prayed for him. He has been involved in drugs. He's been involved in inappropriate relationships. He's been involved and actually had told me that he's become an alcoholic. He has hit the depths of sin in every way. And about 3 weeks ago, he texted me. I shared with our president's cabinet. He texted me and he said, "Mark, you prayed for me, so I want you to know something. I've found Jesus Christ as my Savior this weekend." One o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, it didn't matter. I told him, always call. So I've been there. I've been a friend with him. And here was his text to me this week. "Mark, it's been almost 3 weeks. This stuff really works." He said, "I was an alcoholic and I've not had a drink in 2 weeks. I've not cheated on my wife in 2 weeks. He said, "Can you believe this? This really works." To which I say, hallelujah, what a Savior, amen? CIU, we must go on offense and take that message to a world that needs so desperately what we have. The glorious and historic past is not sufficient for the challenges of the future. This is our day to be used of God. So what does that look like as we say, as Joshua and Caleb, "Give us this mountain"? You've heard them say, "I like growth." So get ready. I'm going to throw out a few things. Here's a short version vision of what I presented to the board and that our team is focused all on. First of all, most importantly, we have unveiled a new focus on prayer on this campus. We must have the Spirit of God. We have a day every month, started before I came, but started, and every day, every month, we take a day and focus on prayer. But additionally, there are prayer groups that are meeting. There's a renewed focus on prayer. And I have asked that the alumni join and all of you join in getting 1,000 people who will pray for the offensive that we're getting ready to take on. We cannot do it unless God is involved and unless God provides the source of strength. So a new charge to keep is a charge to pray. We will focus on enrollment growth. CIU will set goals for 2,000 students. We're about 1,200 now. Ben Lippin, at 750, we will set goals for 1,000. We will use many strategies to expand the kingdom of God as we see it in the days ahead. We will expand program offerings in 3 distinct areas: online education, bachelor's, master's, doctorates, online high school programs for working adults. We will become creative, not in changing who we are. Never once do you have to worry about changing who we are. We will change methodologies to reach and be 21st century relevant so that we can see this place have a greater impact for the future. This campus is so beautiful. Debbie and I have already fallen in love with it. It doesn't take long to fall in love with just the atmosphere on campus, the people on campus, and the beauty of the campus. But maybe there's a few updates we should do. So we're announcing as a board a $2 to $3 million expansion of the dining facility. It's time to update it. It's time to make it more 21st century relevant. If you notice, that came from the students. They know what I'm talking about. Plans are being drawn to renovate this chapel. We are starting even now. plans are being drawn and dollars have been set aside to renovate and update this chapel. Ben Lippin School, under the direction of our new headmaster, Tony Fajardo, is beginning the planning of an expansion of $6 million worth of high school and middle school space. And let me say to you, we already have raised four of the $6 million with regard to that expansion. CIU is announcing a major endeavor in online education. We will have many new degrees, and we requested $3 million, and $4 million has already been pledged and has come in to support this new endeavor. As we continue the priority of world evangelization, our board is announcing a new $20 million business and IT global outreach center that will set near the front of campus to reach parts of the world where missionaries cannot go today, but where business and IT specialists can go. Places like China and Indonesia and India and the Middle East, and some missionaries have gone there, but a new focus is on business and IT missionaries who will go in and take the gospel. When I took, first of all, this initiative, I went through four nights of prayer and fasting. In fact, my wife looked over at me and she said, "Are you going to sleep?" I was just wrestling like a Jacob's wrestling. And I remember looking over and saying, "Honey, this is a scary proposition. I feel like God is asking us to do this." I talked to Dr. Jones about the possibility of what this could look like, understanding that he had been talking about not only ministering professionals, but professional ministers, but ministering professionals. And so I went through a wrestling, and I got up that morning after four nights, and I said, "Honey, I'm going to look totally like a fool, I think. But we're going to propose a major initiative in business and IT and reaching out to the world." And 2 weeks later, we shared the idea with our TPC, and our team agreed we must go forward. And a week after that, a donor stepped forward and pledged $12 to $13 million to get us started on this effort. The challenge is before us. The challenge before us is a world. The God we serve is big enough. So we see God doing greater things in these days. My faith looks up to a God who can handle today. Alumni, we're counting on you. We're counting on you to spread the message of this great place of CIU and to join us in the Thousand Prayer Warriors effort. Above all of the above that I've just mentioned will cost about $25 million. But we will not go into debt. We are launching a $25 million initiative for growth and enrollment to grow CIU and make CIU greater. But let me share something with you. Already we are working with donors who have pledged or considering pledging 16 of the $25 million. All glory be to God. Our God is big enough. We will serve Columbia and the surrounding cities and counties. CIU will become focused on community outreach. As part of our commitment to evangelical unity, we will partner with as many churches as possible. We will focus on economic development. We will partner and clean up Monticello Road. My dad down here says, when he came in last night, "Okay, son, you told me that. Have you done anything about that?" He keeps me accountable, okay? And I said to him, I said, "Dad, Keith Marion's already working on three pieces of property. So yes, your son can say yes, we are working on that. Keep asking us." But Monticello Road is our gateway entrance. We must have it looking the right way. We must present ourselves in the right way, and we will do huge things on Monticello Road. The CIU students will be our focus. They're the best students in the world. I've already learned to love them and pray for them. We want them to leave this place with a mission to serve this present age with the love of Jesus dripping out of their hearts and the Word of God flowing from their minds. With God's help, we will live out the mission of CIU with fervor, using new methods and approaches to ministry and world evangelism, but we will always remain true to our core. We will ask God for mercy, grace, and strength for these days. This is our charge. To Him be glory, honor, and praise forever. Amen. And just to show our commitment to partnership, come on up, Brother George. We wanted to do one more thing. We are partners. We are in this ministry together. I would like for my friend, Dr. Bill Blocker, to come up just for a moment. I've always had a philosophy that we can't be in this alone. It's all of us together. And to show our commitment to partnership, the CIU family is not going to be focused on just CIU. Even in our family, we're going to serve this community. But our sister Bible college in Houston was flooded. 25% of their faculty lost their homes. Dr. Bill Blocker has become a dear friend to me. And our faculty and staff took up $6,500 to show our love and commitment to biblical education around the world. We wanted to give that to you.
Now, Lord, as we come, I would just pray today and ask you that you would put blood on all of our ears to protect us from what we may hear and to guard our thoughts. Father, we ask that you put your blood on our thumbs. Father, so as our hands go out and do this work, Father, I pray that you would guard our hands and the work that we may do. And Father, I would ask that you put blood on our toes. Father, that as we walk in places as you would protect us as we take this good news of the gospel to the nations. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.